ears, such as 6-4 and 3-2, usurp in these ears the place formerly held by common jubal meter. The tempo indication of the Requiem Ebraico grave moderato is likewise typical, grave and pesante tempos contributing to the solemnity of numerous compositions. Cross rhythms and meter changes cause a new rhythmic plasticity. New tonally and harmonically is an archaic liturgical flavor captured by the employment of modes rather than major or minor keys. Common, too, is the employment of progressive tonality. That is, a composition will begin in one tonic, typically of minor flavor, and end in another, typically major. Not only does this procedure extend to the Baroque mannerism of the Picardy Third, it serves also to symbolize the victory of faith over suffering. A word is in order about zeisel and counterpoint. Sustained contrapuntal expression had been foreign to the young composer. Wishing to strengthen this area of his technique, he worked obstinately throughout his life to master the intricacies of fugue. At length he succeeded, to the point that fugues appear in many of his finest works as a concluding climactic section. Let's listen to just a portion, the very end of the Requiem Ebraico, where the fugue is unfolded to a certain point, and now the fugue subject comes in an inversion.